This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Whitey Gleason and Larry Krueger in today on this glorious, glorious Friday. I guess it's not the most glorious Friday to be a Kings fan, Lair, but, you know, there's still hope. You got a homestand here. At some point, Steph's going to be coming back.
You said Kings.
I'm kind of grabbing here.
You said Kings. You meant Warriors.
Did I really say Kings?
Yeah, you said Kings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Warriors. I definitely meant that. My apologies.
Yeah. Well, it may be a good time to be a Kings fan.
It is, actually.
Yeah. Sabonis had a triple-double last night.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. I mean, Steph's not coming back on the homestand. And, you know, when he does come back, is there enough time for them to regroup? The one thing that's clear is that when you don't have Steph, and you don't have Wiggins, I kind of think this team goes as Jordan Poole goes, and Jordan Poole didn't go last night.
Right.
And the one thing I don't understand about Jordan Poole, why are you shooting so many perimeter shots when the shot's not falling? He was 3 of 13 last night, 2 of 7, I think, from beyond the arc. His 3-point shooting percentage is down.
Mm-hmm.
His free throw shooting percentage is down. This guy, to me, Whitey, is so much more dynamic when he's putting it on the deck and attacking the rim. And I just would like to see him do more of it. I mean, don't settle for outside shots. Attack the rim a little bit more. I don't know. I'm going to ask Kerr about it because it's one of those questions I'd love to know. Has Steve said to him, hey, man, the shots aren't falling. Attack the front of the rim.
Yeah, we'll talk to Steve Kerr today at 5. Jordan Poole, to me, and I could be totally wrong, I was wrong about him when he was a rookie, Lair. I don't know about you, but I saw that guy as a rookie, and I thought, he's not an NBA player. And he worked his tail off. Yeah. Obviously, he's an NBA player, got a huge contract. But I just think he's very mercurial. He's very inconsistent. And I know Steiny says, well, he's a young player. And that's true, but this is his fourth year. And I suspect he's always going to be kind of up and down, kind of streaky, as some guys are. And when Steph's out and you're relying on a guy like that, you know, you never know what you're going to get. You're going to get a hot streak like he had last night, second quarter. Then you're going to get him falling down. So
he's a turnstile on defense.
He really is. Yeah.
He doesn't stay in front
of anybody. Turnstiles are probably better defensively than him. But I agree with you.
Have you ever seen a guy who's got this kind of quickness off the bounce on the offensive end of the floor, but no lateral agility on the defensive end of the floor? He cannot keep his body in front of anybody.
JD and I talk about that a lot on Warriors this week, and we're back tomorrow morning. But yeah, isn't it? He's so quick. And yet, if he's guarding somebody, what happened? Where did the quickness go? 888-957-9570. Talk to Zach and Martinez on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Zach, you're on with Larry and Whitey. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Big fan of the show. So I just wanted to kind of talk to your point about before you guys went to break about the Warriors and their expectations. So I'm actually a big Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan and also a big Warrior fan. And to me, the Warriors are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of this year. They have the Tom Brady effect, which I think is the same effect that kind of the big three have, which is you can't always count them out. And I think that same thing. They're just older. They're just slower. The supporting cast just isn't there this year. So I expect them to limp into the playoffs and just not do too much. Pretty similar to what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did. So that's my take.
Thanks, Zach.
I mean, who knows how they actually feel, but to me, it just seems like they're losing their belief that they're going to flip a switch. I mean, you get
I'll bet you won't ask Kerr that. I'll bet you don't have the guts.
I bet you I do.
All right.
I bet
we'll
you
see.
I do.
Steve Kerr at 5.
Yeah, we'll see. Tune in at 5, see if I ask that question. It's almost March, and they're at sub 500. So do they have a switch to flip? I mean, I don't know. To me, you know, it's easy to say, well, you are who you are, but this team's got championship pedigree. Or I shouldn't say that, because there are guys on this team that have championship pedigree.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I heard was listening to Steiny and Guru driving in, and Steiny's like, this team won a title last year. And really, this team didn't win a title last year. You know, it was a different team that won a title last year. It was a younger team. It was a deeper team. It was a better team. It was a team that started off really hot, then flushed the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix on Christmas Day and kind of didn't
matter.
Then
they won at Utah on New Year's Day a week later.
And
yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
And then so a lot of the anecdotal, you know, middle of the season stuff or late in the season stuff, like when they've struggled, you know, in the springtime, in the regular season, you didn't think much of it because you had seen them at the beginning of the year rampage, and then you saw them step it up on Christmas. This year, I mean, they had a nice win against Boston. They had a nice win against Memphis. They've had a couple statement wins, but in reality, this is who they are. This hugely inconsistent team that doesn't play very connected defensively away from Oracle.
I'll tell you.
Or away from Chase, I should say.
Yeah, pardon me. I think one of their most fundamental issues is right now. I'll tell you in just a minute. I'd love to know what you think of this. First, here's Steve Kerr. To the point you just raised, this year's team is not last year's team, and Steve Kerr will be the first to admit that.
We're a very different team, different, totally different team. So I wouldn't compare this team to teams in the past. We are our own team, and so we have to form our own identity. And unfortunately, we're, you know, struggling with the same issues. The fouling was another huge factor tonight. We're sending them to the line over and over again. And I thought we had some disjointed offensive possessions, you know, some turnovers, some difficult shots that were basically shot turnovers. And there were several key stretches where we had a chance. We had gotten ourselves back in the game, and then we just couldn't put it together, couldn't connect the game and make a run. And so that's it's all right there for us on tape, and we'll show them. We'll keep coaching and keep trying to get better.
If the Warriors are a past Warriors team, as Steve Kerr says, no, different team. They're not last year's team. They are, as Anthony Slater said today on the morning show, on the Morning Roast, they're the play-in year team. That's who this team is. If they're any past Warrior team, they're that team that got into the play-in and got bounced in two games. That's the team that this team really resembles.
Yeah. I think this team's probably better, actually.
I hope so, but I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you what's the most frustrating part for me, and I don't know if other Warrior fans feel the same way, but if you had told me on opening night that we would be looking at the standings on the 24th of February and the Warriors would be basically hovering at the 500 mark, I would have said to you, my first reaction would have been like, okay, that's fine. Because you know what I mean? You know what that tells me? That tells me that Wiseman and Kuminga and Moody have been getting lots of time, lots of minutes, lots of development, and there was a price to be paid in the standings for developing the youngsters. But instead, you're sitting at 500 and you didn't develop Wiseman. He's in Detroit. And you really haven't developed Moses Moody. I don't know what Steve Kerr's plan is with Moses Moody. I mean, I'd like to know. I mean, either put him in Santa Cruz, play him, but just, I've been baffled by Kerr's rotations all year, and then you're throwing out Ty Jerome. Ty Jerome had a good statistical game last night. He was horrible on the defensive end.
He's not a good defender. I think he's a good player for him, but I don't disagree.
And Lamb,
I mean, he's just limited, but he's played well for him.
And Jerome and Lamb don't have great net ratings, and yet those guys have played over the young guys. The young guys haven't really developed. The other guy, I mean, Patrick Baldwin Jr. is the son of a coach. He's got a really high basketball IQ. I think he's been very impressive in the tiny little bits that we've seen him. Where's the? I mean, we're almost in March. They haven't been able to cultivate a rotation spot for a guy who's 6'10" with that kind of skill and that kind of basketball IQ.
He can sure shoot.
I got to question that. You know, the Warriors hired a couple of developmental coaches, and their mindset this year was like 5 o'clock at night, we're going to develop all these guys. 7 o'clock at night, we're going to contend for victories. And neither is happening. I haven't seen the young guys develop, and they're not winning at 7 o'clock. So I look at this year and I go, well, they're 500, but they're 500, you know, playing two-way guys over there over developing their kids, and now they've moved off of Wiseman. It's just been a very frustrating year to watch.
Sure, it has been. That's another thing I wanted to ask people. 888-957-9570. To this point, a lot of Warrior fans are frustrated. What has frustrated you the most? What aspect of this season has frustrated you the most? I'm sure a lot of people would point to what you pointed to, Larry. To me, I think the reason Steve Kerr plays guys like Jerome and Lamb more than some of the younger players is because they're trying to win. They've still been trying to win. Maybe that changes at some point in the next few weeks. Maybe the priorities shift a little. Maybe not. But with Jerome and Lamb, for the most part, you know what you're probably going to get. And they've been up and down. Last night, Lamb, you're right, he didn't shoot well. But he's had a lot of good games. I think if you're looking at it from Coach Kerr's standpoint, I know what the floor is for those guys. But for some of the younger guys, and, you know, Kuminga's worked his way into the rotation. But like for Wiseman and Moody, I think the feeling is, I don't know what I'm going to get, and I can't just roll the dice on those guys. Maybe that's right, maybe that's wrong. The problem with the younger guys, in my opinion, isn't that they haven't been developed. It's that they probably shouldn't have been drafted. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's the problem.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, okay, first of all, the draft is set up for the worst teams to have the highest picks and the best teams to have the lowest picks, and they were one of the best teams with one of the highest picks, and it's kind of what the Niners are going through with Trey Lance. It's like, well, how do you prioritize development when you got a game tonight and you got to win it?
Yeah.
And you got a bunch of guys in the room who are men, who are committed, who don't care about your development. They want to win games, and they want to win this year. And next year's not even promised, especially in the NFL. So it's a balancing act. I just think they've done a lousy job of balancing it. I mean, what would you, if you're one of these developmental coaches drawing a six-figure salary, if I were them, I would not feel very good. I wouldn't feel very good at all.
I mean, I know.
What did you develop? If you're Andre Iguodala, mm-hmm. you're on this team to do what? Is this a 6-month golfing expedition on off days? Or is he there to develop Kuminga and Moody? And if he is, where's the development of Kuminga and Moody? And I they put a lot towards development this year and then didn't develop. And
I'm saying maybe it's not the coaches. Maybe it is. But you remember Hank Haney. Hank Haney's a pretty good teacher, right?
Golf
guy?
Golf. Yeah. Tiger's old swing coach.
Great. Wouldn't you say probably a legendary teacher?
Yeah.
But when he decided, I'm going to fix Charles Barkley's swing, he didn't, right? And that doesn't mean he was a bad teacher. So I'm wondering if they really had as much to work with specifically Wiseman and Moody as we thought. I remember when Moody was drafted, I was in for Steiny, I think. So I was on with JD and with Dibs, and we were talking to somebody from a newspaper down there or the school, and they said, Moses Moody's great. Oh, you're going to love him. He's really smart. Doesn't have a lot of lateral quickness. And I thought, well, that's not good, right?
He's not an elite NBA athlete at the wing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to me, still on this team, if you're going to be playing Anthony Lamb, and I guess, I don't know. I mean, some people like Anthony Lamb.
He can make shots. I'm not crazy about him, but I think that's it. He's shooting, isn't he, at 38% from three-point line this year? And he's got a little size.
But, I mean, what do you do? What's even the plan with these guys? How many more games can they play before they got to make a decision?
Well, you probably have to make a decision on one or the other.
And who would you rather have of the two? I'd probably rather have Jerome. And from talking to Steve, it sounds like he'd rather have Jerome.
Yeah, the problem there is when Steph comes back, then you've got all these guards. And if you need somebody for, like, that's what Stan Van Gundy was saying last night, among other things. It's like, he says it'll probably be a lamb because you need somebody in the front court. But I understand why people are so upset about the two-way players. Why are they playing so much? But I think for the most part, they've played pretty well. And the youngsters, look, Larry, you know as well as I do, if not better, the plan this year was for the younger guys, all three of those guys, to all step up. It's like, how do we get better from last year? We've lost Porter. We lost Peyton. They brought him back. But the plan was these guys are going to step up and assume larger roles. And they just haven't done it. That's one of the reasons why this thing is either stalling or headed in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And now you've divested yourself of Wiseman, and you didn't get a player back that can help you necessarily this year. And was that move about, you know, it got kind of sold as like, hey, man, we gotta try to maximize Steph and not waste his championship years. I almost got a feeling like that's like kind of a secondary deal to the savings. To me, it was a $37 million dollar savings. They even had days to think about it, and they still opted to, you know, get rid of Wiseman. And it's like, you know what? And that was I don't care if you're the biggest Warrior fan that ever walked the earth. Anybody who's at all unbiased can see that the Wiseman for GP2 is just a colossal, colossal failure on the part of the Warrior organization. You were either wrong to draft James Wiseman or you're wrong to get off him this early and sell so low on an asset. I mean, if I told you, man, I bought a Ferrari last year for $200,000 and I drove it four times and I sold it this week for $75,000, you might say something nice to my face, but as I walk away, you'd be like, he's a damn fool.
Right.
And that's how I kind of feel about the way they handled James Wiseman. They got this asset.
But he's not a Ferrari. I understand your point, but he's not a Ferrari.
You paid a Ferrari price.
You did, no question.
Might as well be a Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where
it went wrong.
I'm not going to sit here and say that James Wiseman is going to be some terrible player because the Warriors got out from underneath it. They couldn't develop him. Let's see what he does in Detroit.
Okay.
Let's wait a couple of years and find out. I just saw his game last night. He had 10 points. He had eight points, 10 boards.
Yeah.
He was plus 16. He had three turnovers. He had a block. He played 23 minutes. I mean, I bet you he winds up developing somewhat on Detroit.
I hope you're right. I'm very skeptical, but you may be right. And of course, the Warriors are very nervous about that prospect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.